This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood may be spending more on identifying spies than on getting clinics to stop participation in sex slave trafficking. Planned Parenthood was caught by Live Action in 2011, willing to help those who wanted to buy abortions for trafficked women who got pregnant. Planned Parenthood said they would stop. Then last year, David DeLayden caught the abortion giant selling abortion specimens. Planned Parenthood seems to train staffers to spot undercover journalists, but has done nothing to stop participating in sex slavery as they've been caught again. Yes, it was Live Action undercover investigators again. The Guttmacher Institute is reporting that reported, mostly surgical abortions are down 43% from 1990 to 2014, now just under 1 million per year. Even Guttmacher attributes much of the decline to state abortion restrictions. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
In other headlines, Philippine President Duterte is ignoring his Supreme Court to push abortion in the largely Catholic country, and India's Supreme Court is allowing the abortion of a child diagnosed as disabled. And abortion advocates say they are horrified thinking about pro-life participation in the so-called Women's March. Actress Patricia Heaton retorts that she's horrified that pro-choicers are horrified by actual choices. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.